Inside Your Show, hour number three. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, completely free. Enjoy those. They're free. freetalklive.com. Well, last hour we were talking about an email that you had been sent, Mark, from some Republican apologist. Somebody who loves the government as long as his people are in charge, but if you change the party that's in charge, then all of a sudden government's bad again. Right. One of those kinds of guys. And Lou Rockwell has a few comments in regards to people like that. The article is Why the Republicans Are Doomed, from LouRockwell.com. Imagine that you're blindfolded and told that the food you're about to eat is ice cream. Turns out to be chicken liver. Or imagine that you think you're diving into warm water, but instead it turns out to be near freezing. And this is pretty much what it's like to be governed by Republicans. And there's no better case in point than George W. Bush. He, like all Republicans since the 1920s, campaigned as a shrink the government man.
Right. I believe that crap.
More incredibly to recall, he blasted the nation building of Bill Clinton and insisted that the U.S. needed a humble foreign policy. What we got, instead, is, well, what we got, which is the polar opposite. The man who wailed over Big Clinton's big government has made Clinton's spending record look great by comparison.
Yep.
The guy who decried nation building has decided that bombs and tanks are a great means to inspire a wholesale upheaval in the Gulf region.
A kinder, gentler America.
What's interesting here is what motivates big government republicanism. The party itself has no strong investment in the public sector as it currently stands, apart from the prison bureaucracy and the military. Most civil servants and teachers and postal workers support the Democrats, knowing full well who's buttering their bread. Republicans essentially see the public purse as something not to conserve, but to rob and give to those who do vote Republican. Thus is the government contracted out, and vastly so. Thus are religious charities eligible for public funding now. Thus are private schools encouraged to get on the dole. Thus are industrialists eligible for every privilege that one can imagine. Heck.
Then they can control them.
Exactly. If you're big enough and powerful enough, the Republicans might even start a war on your behalf. This gets very expensive indeed, even more expensive than old-fashioned, reformed-minded, repair the schools, renew the cities, make the government work social democracy. And you know how the left says that the Republicans care nothing for your privacy or individual rights? Well, the Republicans seem to be living up to a caricature of their reputation. Anyone who questions whether the FBI ought to be permitted to tap your phone or read your email, or whether the CIA ought to be able to lock people up forever without a formal charge, is denounced as a leftist.
You don't hear leftists talk about individual rights very often, though. Mostly group rights.
I guess you're right about that. Though they have been the ones who have been, I guess they've been defending the rights of the group to not be phone tapped, and I'll give them credit where credit's due. At least they're opposing some of these things. Where have the Republican grassroots been? Here we find disgrace. They were charmed by Bush going into all of this, and they have not ceased to be loyal, like the guy who wrote the email last hour. Yes, along the way, this always happens. Some of the rank and file become irritated that Bush isn't doing more to stand up to the Democrats. But a Republican White House always, always knows how to deal with this problem. The president sets up a 15-minute meeting with conservative leaders at which they fawn all over him. In fact, we reported on one of these things that went on. The president invited five of the top talk show hosts in America to the Oval Office.
Radio talk show hosts.
Mm-hmm. Radio talk show hosts for a special meeting. And indeed, one of the radio hosts, Mike Gallagher, just this rabidly anti-freedom scumbag on the Salem Radio Network, he came out in an article in Talkers Magazine and literally fawned all over President Bush. He talked about how his jaw must have hit the ground as he was gaping when he entered the room.
This great man,
right,
who secured our freedom, our loving father and lord, George W. Bush.
So they fawn all over him. Then they report back to their minions that the president's a great guy and needs our support. Most people comply since they fear the devil Democrats more. As for our foreign policy, my goodness, the rank and file are gullible in the most ghastly way. These people went from scorning Clinton's exertions in Somalia to calling anyone who doesn't support the war in Iraq a traitor to America itself.
Mm-hmm.
The display of...
They're supporting the enemy. They're giving safe harbor.
I don't think people realize how many of these people in the media are paid cheerleaders for somebody.
Well, there have actually been stories that have come out during the Bush administration about how they paid off certain media people.
That's right. We're not paid off, though. That's why we're here.
No, but Mark is up for sale.
Yeah.
The display, just,
you know, it's all we got to do is negotiate price.
The display of Nazi-style jingoism has been nearly unbearable. The flag is worshipped as a holy object. The national anthem, and by the way, I bet that guy that wrote the email last hour vaunting George W. Bush, I bet he would love to just wrap himself in a flag and say the Pledge of Allegiance over and over again, not knowing the entire time that the Pledge of Allegiance was written by a Nazi.
I think that he would probably like to mandate by law that people say it at certain functions.
Probably. School, and if you don't say it, you're going to a jail cell.
As a matter of fact, everybody should have to say it at work, too.
I wonder if you'd like to buy a vial of Laura Bush's bathwater.
The flag is worshipped as a holy object. The national anthem is treated as a sacred hymn. Every character in a military costume is canonized, and the president himself is exalted as a Godhead incarnate. Now we know, because we're living through it, the stuff of which fascism is made. We could go on. But rather than decry the hypocrisy, lies, and unrelenting bamboozlement, it would be more productive to examine the underlying social theory that leads Republicans to campaign one way and govern another. That is, campaign as though they're for smaller government and do the exact opposite once they get elected. Elsewhere, we discussed how the Democrats believe in a conflict-based model of society, with their imagined society consisting of groups of warring tribes, men versus women, blacks versus whites, etc. In the same way, the Republicans imagine that the social order is rife with conflict, but conflict of a different sort. Republicans believe that all of society, whether your town, the nation, or the whole world, is divided between those who adhere to the law and those who are inclined to break it. And you know what? I think that's a pretty accurate statement. The trash talk that sometimes we've heard on this show from people who are just law worshippers, the people who believe that if it says it in the law, it must be right. The law is God to these people.
What about the bad laws?
Well, they don't believe there are bad laws. They believe if it's law, it's good. They define them as good guys and bad guys, but it's not always true, since the law these days is not the law written on our hearts, but rather the rules as laid down by our state masters. But this seemingly important point is completely lost on the Republican mind, since they believe that without the state as a lawmaker, all of society and all of the world would collapse into a muddle of chaos and darkness. Indeed, it's a nation of laws, as they like to say. I'm a law-abiding citizen. That's something that makes them feel proud. The idea that they obey all of the laws, which is complete tripe.
They don't obey
all of the laws. They, just like everyone else, selectively chooses the laws that they believe they should follow.
Like those Catholics.
It's difficult to get them to nail them down on it. You're going to have a hard time getting one of these people.
They're slippery. They don't want to say that they speed or that they smoke pot
because they'd be admitting that they aren't indeed the law-abiding citizen that they purport to be.
They have less stuff off their taxes, so they didn't have to pay on it.
They had premarital sex.
That is the law in some cases. I think that even they would say that that's a silly law.
This view they get from Hobbes, not that the average buyer of Ann Coulter's books reads political philosophy, they rather accept a popular version of the fundamental anti-liberal idea that society is a wreck without the government. This is why they celebrate the police more than merchants, why they think that war deserves more credit than trade for world prosperity, why they call drafted killers for the state the greatest generation, whereas the pioneers of the 19th century are merely historical curiosities. In short, their meta-understanding of politics bypassed the liberal revolution of the 18th century and embraced the anti-liberal elements of the Enlightenment. Up with Hobbes, down with Locke. That's their implied creed. Liberty's fine, but order. Order is much more important. And order comes from the state and law. They can't even fathom the truth that liberty is the mother, not the daughter of order. That thought is too complex for the Manchian mind. I don't even... I'm so uneducated, I don't get his references, all of them. Now, it's true that Republicans tend to be better on issues of welfare, environmentalism, social legislation, and the like. They reject egalitarianism, more or less, and have no strong beef with business. But none of this matters in the defense of liberty, because they're intellectually wedded to the state in the most fundamental of ways. They believe that it... And not voluntary cooperation is the source of order in society. And what they fear more than anything is revolution. Freedom to them is not a right, but something conferred as a reward for good behavior. Well, I've got news for them, and Lou's got a few more thoughts, but I've got news for them. The revolution's already begun. And once it catches fire, there's not going to be any stopping it. And it's not a communist revolution. It's a pro-freedom revolution. It's happening right now. Free Talk Live. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Hey, Jane. How's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, and that does include the bulletin board system. Over to, or actually, I think, well, I don't know, I actually haven't looked. I think we're at around 200,000 posts. Over 1,400 people are interacting. It is all free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Well, try SACL CAI. They do collection in a whole new way. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CII handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. We're talking about the Republicans, those who are, and this isn't a Democrat show. We've attacked them plenty of times. We attack everyone pretty equally on Free Talk Live. But we're talking about why it is, and it's LouRockwell.com, why the Republicans are doomed, in his opinion. As he points out that, you know, Republicans are better on some issues, like welfare and environmentalism. They're more pro-liberty on some of those issues. None of it matters in the defense of liberty, says Lou, because they're intellectually wedded to the state in the most fundamentally way. They believe that the state, the government, and not voluntary cooperation is the source of order in society. And what they fear more than anything is revolution. Freedom to them is not a right, but something conferred as a reward for good behavior. It's a curiosity that these same people tend to herald the Declaration of Independence. This was a revolutionary document that postulated that government was the source of disorder, and imagined that society could be forged in absence of the state. The replacement government under the Articles of Confederation was a government in name only, and like the anarchy that Republicans fear more than anything else. I once heard a leading Republican intellectual, a respected figure with lots of books on everyone's shelves, express profound regret when the Soviet Union was falling apart. The problem, from this person's perspective, is that this led to disorder, and order, meaning control, even by the Soviet state, is the fundamental conservative value. That about sums it up. Even communism is to be tolerated in these people's minds so long as it keeps away what they dread more than death, people within their rights doing whatever they want. But these days, we see all around us how liberty generates order and how this order is self-sustaining. We live in private communities. We see the glorious world of the Internet. We benefit daily, hourly, minute by minute from an order that is imposed from without, but rather not from without, but rather generated from within by that remarkable capacity we have for pursuing self-interest while benefiting the whole. Here are the great mystery and majesty of social order expressed so well in the act of economic exchange. Republicans, by contrast, live intellectually in a world long past, a world of warring states and societies made up of fixed classes that fought over ever-dwindling resources, a world unleavened by enterprise and individual initiative. They imagine themselves to be the class of rulers, the aristocrats, the philosopher kings, the high clerics, the landowners. And to keep that power, they gladly fuel the basest of human instincts, nationalism, jingoism, and hate. Keeping them at bay means keeping the world of their imaginations at bay. And that's a very good and important thing for the sake of civilization, according to them.
Socialist Party number two.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what they are. I don't know. It's just socialist fascism. There's like a little mix of both there going.
That's what fascism is.
True. Now how would you explain that? How would you explain the relationship between the two?
Well, in fascism, you're allowed to own property if you behave.
So, like Lou was suggesting, if you're a good little citizen, then you will be okay. You'll be rewarded. You'll be on the inside track.
That much is true. Those are the respectables.
Right. There's two predominant branches of socialism. You've got the more Marxist, Leninist type of socialism, which the Democrats tend to lean towards. Then you've
where
got
the state owns everything.
Yes, where the state should own everything and the government should do everything. And then you've got the other branch, which the Republicans have leaned towards, which is more fascism or corporatism.
Right.
Or the big
national socialism, which is what the Nazis were. They were national socialists.
Exactly. So then they make them right versus left when really they're the same thing. If it's total government, it's total government. It doesn't matter if the corporation is controlled or not. It's still,
right.
You're still a slave either way.
And they've managed to hoodwink all of the most of the American public into believing this fallacy. And the government schools are the key to the brainwashing that has gone on. Now, while it's true that the American people have been brainwashed by the government to believe that government is good, government is great, government can do everything, the government is wonderful, and as Lou points out, without the government there would be disorder, which of course is not true, as brilliantly evidenced by the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, in that in the city of New Orleans, all of the good law-abiding people have left town and left two warring factions, the government thugs and the other thugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you essentially had in New Orleans was total chaos, but there was government everywhere. Government was a tremendous force in the city of New Orleans, but yet there was chaos. So it's evidence that what is truly keeping order is just regular folk,
right.
People who are willing to defend their property if necessary. But once they abandon their property and leave it to the government to keep things safe and to protect their property, then it becomes in peril.
Right. Come back and it's covered in poo.
Yeah, most people mistake chaos with anarchy, and they're not the same thing.
That's
obviously
true. And that's another thing that has to do with government education. In government education, you learn that anarchy is
bad chaos.
And, of course, you learn that in government schools, and then a number of people who are educated in government schools go out to become journalists. They go out to become television and radio reporters, and they perpetuate that myth. And so the myths just perpetuate all over the place, and that's why, as I mentioned earlier tonight, that we've got this defeatism attitude in this country, where the American people, they don't feel good about writing their tax checks.
Right.
You've got a $6,000 a year payment to make on your property taxes. You're not feeling good about helping society when you're writing that check. You feel lousy. $500
a month.
Yeah, you feel terrible about it, but you've been defeated mentally. And you don't believe there's any hope to lower that amount? You don't believe there's any hope that things are going to get better in that way? You believe, you've been told all your life that there are two things that are inevitable, and that's death and taxes, right?
Yes.
And since they've told you that over and over again, you've come to believe it. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Nope, I agree.
You've been told to believe that taxes have to go up, that government gets bigger. That's what government does. And it's true, that is what government does. But you've been told that there's no way to fight against it.
Right, you can't fight City Hall. Just can't be done.
That's another one.
Right, and slavery equals freedom.
And you've been told that if you just vote for the Republican Party, that you'll have more business freedom. Or you've been told that if you just vote for the Democrats, that you'll have more social freedoms. And it turns out that either way you go, you lose both. So, it's not over yet, and the Republicans are deathly afraid, and the Democrats are afraid as well, of a revolution, a pro-freedom revolution, but that's exactly what we're going to give them.
Well, they're also afraid of decentralization. They want to be sitting on top, pulling all the levers.
They love the power.
They love the power, and this country was founded on the principle that all people should be and are self-governing.
That's the way it ought to be. That's the way it will be again when we can popularize these ideas. And that's our task. That is our mission as communicators of liberty. And I don't just mean Ian, Wayne, and Mark. I mean you, listening. Your job, if you choose to accept it, is to communicate the ideas of freedom to your friends and family members and bring as many of them on board this train as you can possibly do. Time is of the essence. Come back with more. 800-259-9231. Your communication stories, conflicts, whatever's on your mind, anything goes. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's wachters.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live is 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. That does include live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well, both awaiting you for free at freetalklive.com.
Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066.
And our number is 800-259-9231. We've been talking about the false dichotomy that we have here in this country, this left-right paradigm that people are inculcated and indoctrinated with as they're growing up in the government school system. It's so bad that we've actually had one of our younger listeners who's currently in government high schools. He called in several months ago with an example of a test that he was given in his government class that essentially was to find out whether or not you're a Republican or a Democrat. Just getting them right into the fold right there when they're still in high school, not telling them that there are other options, not telling them that there is any other way to think, but Republican and Democrat, it's your choice based on how you answer these 10 questions.
But of course, the results of that test go into your database entry, your dossier.
Yeah. Which they actually
have. Permanent record.
And so I wanted to talk about the defeatist attitude that Americans have. And boy, do they have it. They may believe in freedom. They might believe in liberty. They might think that, we've got a significant amount of it here in America. But they feel like it's a losing battle. They feel like there's no way to get around the fact. They believe it's a fact that taxes are always going to go up. Even here in the live free or die state, the good people of New Hampshire feel this way. They feel like there's no winning against the behemoth of government. And I think our challenge as Free Staters, people coming here, melding into the community, making friends, meeting new people, our challenge is to show people that it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, we can turn this around. We can have lower taxes. We can have more freedoms.
We can keep more of our money.
We can keep more of our money and thereby be more prosperous than any other state in the entire country, if not the entire world.
And I trust myself and my neighbors to help the poor and to help people in need more than I trust the government. The government is nothing more than a middleman. They take most of the money and they sprinkle a few crumbs here and there to make it look like they're helping people.
Yep.
But they're just robbing the middle class and the working poor. And they're doling out money to their friends.
That's exactly what they're doing. Unfortunately, the fact that they do dole out a few crumbs allows them to crow from their big podiums and they have news cameras gather around so they can act like they're doing something wonderful, and people buy into it.
Everybody wants a crumb.
Right, they believe the myth that government helps people, when in fact government can only help someone if they've harmed 10 other people first.
It sounds like a mafia protection racket to me.
Well, it's exactly what it is. That's what we're dealing with. And it's so, therefore, it's not going to be easy to turn it around. It's not going to be an easy process at all. That's not what I'm promising. It is simple, though. The solutions to government problems are simple. Government solutions are always complex, and they are debated eternally as to which direction the government should go with things. But actually getting rid of the government, the solutions are usually relatively simple. You want to end the war on drugs? End it. Stop it. Turn it off.
Right.
You don't need to do anything more than that.
You know, I had somebody who I knew who was in the military, and he was pretty high up, and he told me, this is over 10 years ago, he said, you know, the war on drugs, this stuff, this isn't about drugs. This is about seizure.
Mm. What do you mean? Like epileptic seizure or what?
No, I mean seizure of property.
Yeah.
They'd love to take the property that they found. They take it without, due process of law. They just confiscate cars and homes and whatever else it is they feel like confiscating, and they keep it, and they use it for themselves.
Yeah, my friend the other day says, hey, you want to go to the government auction and look for a car? I said, sorry, I don't buy stolen property.
Nice. No wonder people feel defeated. As Barry Cooper, former law enforcement officer, was telling us, what is it, 1 out of 32 or 1 out of 31 Americans have spent time in prison?
Currently are either in prison, on probation, or on parole.
Oh, so that number would be even higher if it was have.
Significantly higher, because I would fit into that the number that have spent, but I am not currently any of those, one in 32.
Okay, so 1 in 32 is currently in the system. And
about people that have spent time in jail or prison?
Right, I can't imagine what those numbers are. Well, that means that you know somebody personally who has been imprisoned or who has gone through this so-called justice system and received injustice.
Who is in prison or right.
At the hands of the state. And so, of course, people are going to feel defeated. They're seeing their friends and family members thrown in prison cells for having a joint in their back pocket or in their ashtray or whatever it is. Or somebody else getting in trouble for some other minute reason. A business owner getting a fine for not hanging his no smoking sign out like they've been doing in New York City. I mean, it's just issue after issue where people have been beaten down by the state.
Right. They don't think for a second, wow, I could keep my whole paycheck. They just imagine that they owe it to the government.
They have to run the government on something. Well, that's, again, the presumption that we need to have the government around to do things. And that's what we need to, we as liberty-loving people, as communicators of liberty, need to do effectively, is to communicate to people that, hey, hello, McFly, there are other options out here. And they don't necessarily involve government solutions.
Right.
And I don't think it's going to be that difficult to communicate that. Whether people will listen remains to be seen. I think a lot of people, when they hear the message of freedom, they click on. Their brain clicks in and says, hey, you know, I've always felt that way, but I didn't really know anybody else felt that way. And that's a response we get from a number of new listeners here to this show, is that, oh my gosh, I'm not alone in the world.
That's right. There's a lot of people, I think, who sense there's something wrong and just get caught up in the political rhetoric and division and point the finger at the other party,
mm-hmm.
the other socialist party.
They're so the bad team.
Yeah, they're the bad team. And in reality, if you look at it, you look at all these people now in society who live very isolated lives. And one of the reasons, I think, is we've become so dependent on government that we're not forming these voluntary associations to solve problems in our communities because we think it's the government's job to do it.
Yep. And that's what would happen if you took the government out of the situation.
That's right.
Because you would have mutual aid societies coming back. You would have these voluntary groups of people who get together to help other people who are in need of help.
And stronger communities and a stronger sense of belonging.
That's what would result from all of this. And it's something that we can communicate to people by popularizing these ideas. And I think taking control of media is going to be an important part of that. And that's something that we're actually having some success with here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing this show from. Is, I mean, look at what we've got here in a matter of, I checked the statistics for the Free State Project today, and 190 people have moved so far. That's not very many. It's just the very beginnings, the early movers, the pioneers, if you will, of this movement. So it's just.
But it's a heck of a lot more than it was a few months ago.
Yep, that's true. But nonetheless, still a relatively small batch of people. But considering the small number of movers, let's look at some of the results that we have already. Here in Keene, Free Talk Live is based out of Keene. It's a national radio show on over 20 stations, cable channels, internet affiliates. We're based here. There's another libertarian who's on the air. We've had him on with us a couple times, Eric Scott.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing afternoon drives on the radio station here. He's not as libertarian as we are, but
fine, I'll take it.
He's in the camp. I like it.
Free State Project.
He's a good guy. I mean, it took me 7 years to get where I am, so I'm sure he'll come our direction over time. We've got two libertarian radio shows. We've got a pro-freedom newspaper written by the Cannings and mm-hmm. Other various individuals around the area. You could, if you're of a liberty mindset, you can submit an article to the paper. They'll publish it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty much written by all of the activists in the area.
And that paper is getting very popular with college students here, too.
People are picking it up. They're reading it around town. It's competing with the regular newspaper. Not only that, we also have people on the inside at the public access channel as
mm-hmm.
well. People putting pro-freedom things on the air. Not only are they creating them here locally, fresh content, but we can also take things from the internet, like the Philosophy of Liberty animation, put that on the air, run it 5 times a day. These are things that are happening now. Imagine what's coming next. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
The Packet8.net toll-free line for you. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The place to go, all the features there, totally free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. And that's a simple concept. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And since we give away all the features on the website for free, we're just asking for a little bit of financial assistance. It's a contributory, voluntary effort to where you send us $3 a month, and we take that money in, add it in with all the other people who are sending in $3 or more a month, and then we total it up and we promote the show. We buy industry advertisements in Talkers Magazine, half-page ads, making us as big as some of the other national shows out there. We buy internet advertisements as well, and there's a variety of other things we're doing. In fact, we've got a talk radio convention coming up next month that we're going to be going to.
Mm-hmm.
The amplifiers are paying for that. That's a big deal because we schmooze it up with the big wigs in the talk radio industry. And all of these things are leading to more stations picking up the show, more people listening to the program, and thereby more people hearing the message of freedom and liberty. And that ties right back into what we were talking about before, and we'll get back into it. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. You'll also learn about some of the perks you get as an amplifier. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So spreading Free Talk Live inevitably is going to spread the message of freedom, spread the message of the Free State Project. Of course, we're the number one recruiter for the Free State Project. Free Talk Live recruits more than word of mouth and internet. We're very effective on this. So we're spreading the message of freedom. People are hearing it. They're lighting up. They're getting excited again.
Excited enough to move to a new state.
Excited enough to, uproot themselves and come here to actually stand and make a stand for liberty. The second American Revolution, it's happening now. And we're getting people involved. They're coming here. There are people even moving here in the dead of winter. We had a new guy puke come up from Texas. He just got out of the military, and he was fixing helicopters. He's never had a job before in his life, except for the military. He came up here, and actually, having been in the military, a lot of people felt like they owed him a job, which is kind of interesting. But nonetheless, he didn't have any trouble at all finding a gig.
Did I hear his name right?
Puke.
James.
His real name is James.
Okay.
But anyway, so we've got people coming up here in the dead of winter. There are going to be even more people who have said they're going to be here in early spring, summertime, fall. As the numbers continue to increase, and as I've already pointed out, we've got Pro Freedom Radio, we've got Pro Freedom Television, we've got Pro Freedom Newsprint, we've got a Pro Freedom blog now, freekeen.com here in Keene. All of this just in Keene, New Hampshire. That doesn't count all of the activists and what they're doing in the other parts of the state. So there's a variety of different things that are already happening. It's almost unfathomable to imagine how interesting and exciting things are going to get when we double our numbers, when we go from 200 movers to 400 movers. And that can be done in easily within a year and a half's time, I think. Maybe even sooner. So the numbers are going up.
I think it's only going to get bigger and faster.
It's going to snowball.
Because Free Talk Live's already the number one recruiter for the Free State Project.
Right.
It seems to me that as we get bigger, and we are getting bigger, stations aren't kicking us off the air. They're adding us.
Yep.
So, we're having success. So therefore, it only seems logical to me that more people will hear the message, more people will get turned on and excited.
Yep.
And off we go. And we have more listeners to the podcast than we did 6 months ago. I mean, it's going up and up and up.
I think
more
we've
people.
Had a 25% increase, at least in the last 6 months.
You would know what it was. Yeah. I wouldn't.
Well, but we're a big change from all this the status drivel that we hear everywhere else.
People know it. When they hear it, and there's a reason why Free Talk Live is the number one podcast, according to PodcastAlley.com. So people are getting keyed into this movement. They're getting turned on to it. And they may not right away join up. They may sit back and see,
it's a big decision.
We'll see what happens with these guys. Yeah, the government's going to kick in their door any moment. It's going to end their party, but that's fine. You know, if they kick in our door, that's only going to make us more powerful. You know, when we finally get out of the prison cells.
I think more people are concerned and want to know that people are moving. That's what I would want to know. I would want to know that if I'm going to pick up my life and go, that this whole free state thing is going to happen. Sitting here and watching it, I don't see it. I just can't imagine it, going away. These people are so dedicated.
Wait until after this weekend.
Yeah,
I
know.
We've only met a fraction of
this. This weekend is it's basically a manifestation of the work, and I don't want to minimize anybody else's work. I don't know what it is, but basically the minimum the work of a couple, a husband and wife that have moved here.
Dennis and Irina Goddard. They,
they are
listeners to the show.
They are dynamic as hell. Dennis makes sure that everybody knows about all the new laws that are coming up. He has it all set up so that every single law that goes before the New Hampshire legislature is reviewed by a pro-liberty individual in
the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
I review the labor laws.
An organization that did not exist. An organization that did not exist before the Free State Project. It was started by Free Staters. The Free State Project members have taken over the Republican Liberty Caucus. They've taken over the Democratic Freedom Caucus. They've taken over the Libertarian Party. The political aspect, there's already a significant change.
You know, and many people can poo-poo what we've done so far, but stop and think. New Hampshire already with, how many did you say, 190 movers, is has more in place to work towards freedom than your state does.
Yep.
It's also very important to note that we're not here to grab power, the reins of power. We're here to give it back to you, the people. Now, if you feel threatened by that, then may your chains rest upon you. Because for those of us who want to run our own lives and be independent and be decentralized, and I think there's a lot of people who'd be in favor of that if they knew they had the choice.
Absolutely.
That's why we're here. Yeah, that's right. And that's why we're here. We're not here for anything other than being free.
Yeah, and we're not scary people either. We're regular people with friends.
Well, Wade and I are.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. Ian doesn't leave his house, so don't worry about it.
Oh, stop it.
You get out a lot more around here and see a lot more things than you do.
I'm going to Liberty Forum before you are.
You
so
are.
There.
You're
going
to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Let's go to the phones, actually. It's John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark, one of the earlier movers.
Hey, John.
Free State. Hello, John.
Gentlemen.
You Massachusetts
Hello?
People.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
I don't hear the normal click that I hear when I get on there. You hearing me?
I got you. We got
hey,
you.
I got. I've been listening most of the night. I haven't heard the whole program, but three thoughts. You're talking early on about Walter Reed Medical Center.
Yeah, the VA.
Seems to me that there's a wing over there that they treat the president and congressmen.
Mm.
I'll bet they don't have those problems over there.
No. Yeah, that you're right about that.
Yeah, that's
second
probably
thought,
true.
You got an emailer that says something about the attitude of. Why, you know, if they don't like it here, why don't they leave? I've actually written a song about that. That's a misunderstanding on a lot of people's part. Sometimes it's very mean-spirited, fascist kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. Other people, it's a byproduct of the school system where they're just kind of brainwashed, and they just need to keep hearing this message, which is good. We'll do that for them.
Yep.
We can do that through all kinds of channels. And third, you were just talking about... When people are in need, say for example you're in need, and I want to give you $10. What do you get?
$10.
$10.
Right.
If the government forces that from me, I might like it less because first of all, I don't know if that's the person that I want to help. But even if it was, and they took the $10 from me, what does that person end up with? They end up probably with $1.
Yeah.
The people who pretend to care earn a living. Getting 90%, and I don't know if that's an accurate number. That's a number I heard years ago. But $10, $1 goes to the person that I care to help.
That's why I call
voluntary
the middleman.
Voluntary systems work. Coercion does not work.
They're more efficient every single time.
Nonviolent revolution has begun.
And you know what, John?
I like how you have to, folks.
And that's what we're doing, and I like how you say, repeat the message over and over again. You know what? We can use the rules of propaganda in our favor, too.
That's
just
right.
Like the government repeats their same mantra over and over again, that government is good, government is great. But
we're nicer people.
We're not threatening to throw anyone in a jail cell.
We're nicer people, and our message is more friendly. And we just need to just keep repeating it.
Yep.
You know, it's going to take some time. People are conditioned. But you know what? Just like you said, those folks over there at the college over there in Keene,
mm-hmm.
I've been out there to Keene. Two of my songs, I actually, the first time I ever played them was right on the streets of Keene. That's my preference for playing my music, right on the street. Let's do it. Let's do it real. Let's meet the people. Let's change the message. Folks.
Awesome, John. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the attitude of the people that have moved here to New Hampshire. Let's get the message out there, get it into people's heads, and make it so we can defeat the defeatism.
So we can end that mentality
of,
there's no defeating City Hall. There's no, taxes are just going to get bigger and bigger.
No.
You know,
we can fight back, and we are, and you can actually live more free in America today.
That's one of the great things about Concepts and Liberty, is that we want people to hear our message and, get on board of their own free will. Yeah. I was just telling you during the break, we were talking about public schools, and their ideas are so bad they have to threaten to take my house away for me to pay for it. I mean, that's what a bad school system
yeah,
we
that's
have.
That's the hallmark
they
of a bad
idea. They have to
threaten
to take my house away.
Yep.
And the only
I'm just trying to convince people to get on board voluntarily.
The only reason why they let people homeschool is because they have to pay them anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. You can't homeschool if they've taken your home.
But the market is reacting to the bad schools. Homeschooling is growing by leaps and bounds.
Sure is. Eventually, this message, the pro-freedom message, is going to become reach a point of critical mass, a point of extreme popularity, and by that time, the bureaucrats won't know what hit them. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night, online in the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Be free, everybody. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.